Hi everyone, it's Steve here, and welcome to Season 12, Episode 91 of the podcast. Thank you to everyone for listening, subscribing, downloading, and recommending this podcast to others. Also, thank you for giving the podcast over 1,000 listens. It's Friday while I'm recording this, the 3rd of November, and the weather is quite mild compared to the past few days. There's a little bit of sun and it's not raining. This podcast, however, is hopefully being transmitted on Sunday the 5th of November, which is known to a lot of people as Bonfire Night or Guy Fawkes Night. You can find the history of Guy Fawkes in other places. But, briefly, over 400 years ago, on this day, he tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament in an attempt to kill King James I and the government of the day. Guy Fawkes was unsuccessful. He was caught after one of his co-conspirators alerted the guards. Or at least someone alerted the guards because they knew of the conspiracy. Needless to say, it didn't end very well for Guy Fawkes. We celebrate this every 5th of November by burning an effigy of Guy Fawkes on a bonfire and by letting off fireworks that are very loud and display beautiful colours in the night sky. Well, that's what we used to do when I was younger. A note on Guy Fawkes' modern appearance. It may be familiar to you from the mask worn by the main character in the graphic novel and film V for Vendetta, or the mask worn by the protest group Anonymous. My students often ask me the meaning of a word. I'm not talking about the description or the function, but the origin of the word. We refer to this as the etymology of the word. The word bonfire etymologically derives from an early form of disposing of bones by burning them on a fire. So therefore, a bonfire, which through the evolution of language became bonfire. Now, let's go back to Firework Night when I was younger. I feel in this case you should now hear harp strings in the background and the screen should go all wavy or turn to black and white. Before we had plastic bins for different types of rubbish, we had one metal dustbin. If you had a back garden, you would keep the dustbin there. Once a week, the dustman would collect the dustbin from the back garden and carry it through the hall. It would be full of rubbish, so not very hygienic. Sometimes, if the bin had been overfilled, people would set fire to the rubbish to make more space in the bin. Not very environmentally friendly, and you also had to remember to have this fire a few days before the bin men came. Otherwise, the bin would have been too hot for them to take away. Just before Guy Fawkes Night, Bonfire Night, we would ask an adult male for an old shirt and an old pair of trousers they no longer needed. We would stuff these old clothes with old newspapers, so they had a sort of human form. The head of this figure would be made from an old pair of woman's tights or stockings, again stuffed with newspapers. The clothes were sealed with string to avoid the newspapers falling out. On the tights, people drew a face. On the tights or stockings, people drew a face with lipstick. Or you could perhaps purchase a Guy Fawkes mask from the shops, which was made from cardboard. I can remember being quite smelly when you wore them. It looked quite similar to a skull, so perhaps they might have been leftovers from Halloween. Who knows? This figure, made from old clothes and newspapers, was known as a guy, named after Guy Fawkes. The effigy would be put in the dustbin and set on fire on Bonfire Night. Fireworks were and still are expensive. When I was younger, enterprising youngsters would stand outside the local shops with their guy and ask passers-by for a penny for the guy, in the hope they would receive enough contributions to buy a box of fireworks. This was not always appreciated by the shoppers. Fireworks were always handled by adults, or at least they should have been. However, there were handheld fireworks for children. These were, or are called, sparklers. They consist of a piece of thin metal, thin wire, about 12 inches or 30 centimetres long. At the end of this piece of wire is a mixture of chemicals that you set fire to, and then they sparkle. And you can wave them about, and you can, if you wave them about enough, you can make light in the air, and you can, children like to spell their names or write numbers or letters in the air with them. I remember one year, one bonfire night, we were going to celebrate at our cousin's. My dad had bought a big box of fireworks to take with us. He put the box of fireworks on the roof of the car so we could safely get in. However, my dad got in the car and drove off, forgetting the fireworks. So when we arrived at our destination, the fireworks weren't there. They'd fallen off the roof back at home. Luckily, my uncle had some fireworks too, so we enjoyed ourselves. And the adults didn't have to put up with lots of upset kids missing their fireworks. Well, that's about fireworks night when I was younger. Now, I have two cats now. They don't like fireworks. I find the fireworks are much louder than they used to be when I was younger. I think they're unnecessarily loud. So there you go. Thank you very much for listening, downloading, subscribing, and recommending this podcast to others. I'll be back again soon. Take care. Look after yourself. If you're going to a firework display, enjoy yourself. And I'll see you again soon. Have a good weekend. This is Steve saying bye-bye.